6 months or a year, where we've seen some of that rise up. The first was the whole sexual harassment movement, Me Too, Time's Up, all that. One of the things I've learned over the years, standing out both men and women, saying, being enough is enough, is that if your voice status quo is no longer acceptable, you need to be very careful change. Another one of them is you want to make sure you have sorry confidence to stay, but four hours. Who are now standing up and saying, and then you want to be interested in being a sheep on the slaughter. Something has to change.
As you can be.
Something has to be different. I'm not going to get into this.
Define
how you want to do a thing, how best we
don't want to have that be repeated.
My point is to ground, though, that there is an issue far less likely than your anchor here. Find that guy has a great point of being said. Try to force change. And now, we are supposed to know the issues in the long haul, whether you're more small. Real and meaningful and lasting change.
You didn't start with somebody talking
to mostly on whether or not we just jump right in.
Yet,
the I need savior is really sustaining that anger. That what you just put a word back, you can actually ask the language that you don't know, just accept it. That, oh, well,
we didn't do it privately.
That's the way it is. Mark tells us we're really good leading that we just have to accept it. Jesus. And Jesus looked. Saw all the disciples, what they meant he turned and rebuked Peter. So he deliberately got each one more than all the disciples
of Peter, like Jesus in the temple.
He heard the
word
that got him cracked. It must have been quite a sight. Fire in his eyes, a whip of cords in his hand, behaving in a way that is completely
so out of character.
So many of the disciples are obviously seen. Jesus up at the table with a money changer and taking the animals out, we find a way to scatter it there. So the people who own those animals are now going to have to figure out what happened to their sheep and their cows. Very difficult for them to get their business out. The truth is, they did not have a lot of wild animals. That guy understanding of God.
Fighting that.
Now, it is worth understanding the history of what was going on in the temple. I think there's at least a couple of things.
It started as a reasonable enough, and I made sure.
Because here's what happens, God. It's the season of Passover. Right? So, many Jews are making the first switch in their own village, and it's God's way of slow. Are not for sacrifices, to make offerings on the temple, and so forth, as part of their Passover celebration.
One that spoke up.
But now it's often
as hard to come and offer a
sheep enough or a duck enough
as to jump up and say what everybody else is already
thinking. Our sheep are supposed to be clean and
we don't have much.
And there's one in every and fat. Jesus is telling the 75 and 100 miles outside of Jerusalem
and be
rejected by a sheep in the back of the semi and all of them with scribes and be killed.
You have to walk it there.
And on the Sunday, you're not green. And messy,
and there's
no place to
go.
And things are going to be
like that. You have like that.
Full sacrifice.
That's not so what you do.
You sell it all.
You can't go that way.
You carry the money with you.
And you buy another sheep.
You're rejected by all the religious leaders.
But it doesn't take long
for the sheep sellers in Jerusalem.
You kill them
the next day.
I got to ask you,
Mark,
my guess is I didn't understand
what
that
proclamation is before him.
And pretty soon, you better sell two or three sheep.
Back in the village,
we just have enough
money to come to Jerusalem.
Like, oh, I'd like to put it.
The timing belt,
and we're not our problem.
The reason we're not changing the structure that I didn't understand.
How did they ever
offer it? Guess what?
It didn't work, but I was done.
So forth.
We always skip what we don't
understand.
Roman coin.
And so that way,
we have to drive to build that door.
You have to exchange
your Roman coin that Peter had.
Or the resolution
card,
the matches and sound
of the offering
in the temple.
How can that possibly go anywhere
that's good?
We'll figure it out.
Be rejected
by
elders
and the scribes
and the Sanhedrin
and make more profit.
How can it go anywhere good for
all of
you? That's what's on my mind.
What's started
to go reasonable?
That sounds like an unmitigated disaster.
Now becomes the opportunity
for profiteering.
Now remember, we have a
hindsight of 2020.
And
you get that,
you're still trying to get a grip
on
well, that guy, Jesus, pretty mad
to happen.
And so he started throwing over the table,
not yet understanding
about our ear.
That Jesus offered himself.
being angry that some business people are just on advantage
of having a type of market success
in order to be gods.
I think this is a better condemnation of turning.
Truth is, he had a good lesson.
Into a more lots of that kind of belief
floating around.
Take it was out of your
senses.
Stop that in my father's house.
Be a marketplace.
And follow
the there is such a thing
as sacred wealth
and comfort and prosperity
as a place where only
the soul of the
Joes is based on
appropriate.
All the criticisms of Joes.
Some of you may remember that when we had our annual
chair, something bad happened in January.
We had a technical problem
just on the equipment.
And if you would
have been resorting to
bad stuff,
we could have to the sanctuary
to have the meeting.
Now, the truth is,
that's how I was doing
that many years before Jesus.
And some
real Jesus day,
it's still that today
inappropriate to me.
There's still
pictures out there today,
but you have
sure enough to call
the prosperity in the
sanctuary.
Yes,
it happened.
It's not the
word to be happy
and wealthy
and successful.
I feel nothing.
It's not to have bad stuff happen.
Some's got love that just.
That is not
what the Bible teaches.
I just didn't like not being a Christian.
Please,
we should have that sense
that there is a sacred space,
a place
that is set apart,
set and
holy,
because you don't know what
we mean,
like set apart,
human,
what is
pure.
We may not
live there
for a special godly purpose.
We may not have lots of friends.
And there is such a thing
as others
may not think particularly well,
we should honor that in
respect.
They may make fun of us
in our lives,
and dismiss
us as
those crazy
religious
people. But the biggest lesson is the overarching lesson.
Our churches,
that there comes
a time
when
our buildings
may not look wonderful.
There comes a
time
when we need to recognize
individual
things are very
built up
in our lives,
in our
communities,
may come
and go, our personal lives.
That are
they
not
are not thermometer
that are not
helping us serve us
in being
followers
of
Jesus.
That's true.
That's not our own
lives,
and it's
how we're doing
our community.
Now, I think we all
have sense that
I'm
well enough
to go
pursue our lives,
suffering,
recognize
their rejection,
as
poverty,
and
ability,
and
so forth,
my temper.
That's why I can't
say no,
but how much alcohol I can
see. Rather,
maybe I need to
deal with
unforgiveness.
So
maybe I need to
deal with
those family
members
that I would become
estranged.
As the measuring,
whatever it may be,
by which we judge
our
disciples of
different kinds of things.
A big grand
church would have
you said building
our things in our lives.
May still be
that we should feel
faithful
in its service
to our own way.
And I've seen little tiny churches
that don't even have a building.
They get together and are utterly devoted.
The problem is
they don't get the fighting
mad
about the
sin in
our lives.
Paul's speaking to God.
You don't get mad
about something
coming out looking
for it.
We'll throw
against the tables
in our own lives.
You don't want to
see a real change.
You don't
get mad enough
to risk
scorching
another
or puzzle
one for others
or even
in a wrong or
charade.
We don't get mad enough
to get us
over
get
all
that by
this human mindset.
And we try to
ask the Lord,
you know,
success,
and we'll get
where that counts to
be a good thing.
That we are to be transformed
more and more closely
to the
nature of God.
It sounds like that
there comes a time
when there's
kind of
like a new
sign.
But so,
kick it over
to the times, maybe
bad times.
That throws some
stuff out.
Risking
the scorn
of the leaders
that are around.
Now,
risking
of being looked
down upon.
Risking of
being seen as,
oh, that angry.
Wonderful thing is,
most of the time,
for most of us,
that life
does afford us
a reasonable
amount
of joy and happiness,
and you remember,
to get us through.
Right?
You?
I'm not saying that
this is a call
to live
lives of
abject
suffering
and operate
the Holy Spirit.
I'm just saying
to everyone
that that's not the
same standard
built up
by
our temple.
We judge
our lives and our service
to God.
It doesn't help us
serve
God. Seek out that
best. And
in fact, in many ways,
thanks to God,
by the good
things come.
And we can enjoy
our own prepared
this life.
Eric, to
look at those
who are faithful.
Get angry
at us, say
brutal about
it,
and get up
and actually
do something.
We give thanks to God
for all the
wrong we're saying.
Scatter
the sheep or the cattle.
There's those that open
one day
the pen
with the dust. going to take the risk of letting that happen.
Okay.
So God's servant, and this may be somewhere
I'm suffering.
You remember that just as you might be in a
sacred space,
so is your name.
I think the second thing Jesus wanted us to do,
so as a friend,
is that if we are going to be so close to Him,
like,
we should expect no better, but it might
gives
not
give you trouble.
We are all God's.
If we are going to be His
followers
in space,
we should expect to be treated
in our
way
being
fair
to fight
to see that same
after the nature
of the Peter
kept pulling,
and then Jesus rebuked
that sacred
space.
We're
told they
went out
that which God
had gathered
all the crowds together.
Now, don't get me wrong,
I'm not just
suggesting
right,
that it now
becomes our
responsibility
to
kind of
fix
everybody
else.
If anyone to
become my followers,
let that
say,
let
them
deny themselves.
Word goes,
I've been a pastor
long enough.
That means
that doesn't
work.
Say,
I'm not the most
convinced
that doesn't work
in my
life.
But
do we
care
enough
lives
about the lives
of deny
themselves
to support
what they're for
us?
And there are
times
when we
should
step in.
And
God, we
should
get
fighting
that,
for example,
about
the race
you track
on a key.
We
hear
sexual
assault.
We
get the
shot.
Or
abuse
of the helpless.
Abuse
of the homeless.
Because
you nothing
less.
And the
instrument.
Those things
should
get us
angry
enough
to get
up when
we
are
do
something
about
us
as Jesus
to
fight
to see
we are
taking
up the
instrument,
not just
our
own
end.
That's
going to
happen.
Specifically,
the end
of
our
desire
to do
so. Right?
This is all
we're going
to find
a way to
do
it. That doesn't
make
it accessible
in
these
terms.
And
we
have said
that now
what
is important
to
us
is not
the things
of this
world,
just
like
the
temple
with
sacred
space,
but
whatever
draws
us
closer
to God.
We
are
whatever makes
us better
disciples.
And
we need
whatever
makes us
more
and more
in our
lives.
In my
case,
that
sin
out
to
get
rid
of it.
Now,
again,
we need
to
be prepared.
This
is
not
all
simply
to
bring
sin
into
our
tearing,
and
we'll get
us where
we have
to be.
In
that
moment,
Father,
God
designed
you
to stand
up
for
the
life
to
which
He has
called
you.
Are
you
ready
to
risk
the
only
life
in
the
end
that
will
be
truly
satisfied
and
receiving
for
you
in
that
life
for
which
you
remain
upon
yourself
and
doing
the
things
that
God
designed
you
to
do?
We
may
pursue
all
other
kinds
of things,
thinking
they're
going
to
make
us
happy.
And
we have
plenty
of
evidence
that
those
things
that
don't
make
us
happy.
Real
change.
The
things
that
will
please
and
satisfy
in
the end
are
the
things
that
God
has
made
you
to
do.
And
that
may be
as
simple
as
getting
a job
so
you can
support
your
family.
It
may be
as simple
as cleaning
the floors,
or
raising
a child,
or
cooking
dinner,
or
taking
care
of
a
friend
who's
having
a crisis.
Or
it may
be
grand,
preaching
the
stadiums
like
Billy
Graham
did.
That's
rare.
Most
of us
clergy
are
called
to
much
smaller
things.
But
they're
just
as important
in the eyes
of God.
Right?
What
God
cares
about
is
that
we
each
follow
Him
as
disciples
of
Jesus.
Not
that we
do
big
grand
things.
Not
that
we
get
a lot
of
attention,
not
that
we
have
success
in human
terms.
Those
things
are
all
secondary.
So,
the
reason
I think
that
Jesus
was
so
desperately
concerned
about
this,
that
he thought
it was
worth
rebuking
Peter
in such
a
public
and
dramatic
way,
is
he
needed
to shock
them
to
get them
to
understand,
I
have
to
set
aside
my
earthly
metrics
on this.
I have
to set aside
that
yardstick
and
realize
that
my
service
to God
and
our
service
to God
as
a parish
community
is
not
based
in
human
success.
That
may
or
may
not
come.
It
may
come
for a while,
it may
go
away
for a
while,
who knows.
But
our
service
to
God
is
based
on
the
degree
to
which
we
become
more
and more
His
disciples.
We
become
more
and more
a people
made
in
His
image.
We
are
more
and
more
the
real
and
recognizable
body
of
Christ,
alive
and
working.
we may get no better than what Jesus got in the course of our lives. But that's okay, because in the end, we'll be doing what he has designed us to do, and that's the only thing.